This video is about a shocking but in a way unsurprising case. A girl sent home from a school in Britain for displaying the British flag on a day when children were encouraged to display their national flags. Staggering and revolting. There should be nothing less controversial than displaying the British flag in Britain. So in any other country, Republic of Ireland, for example, nobody would ever object to you displaying the Irish tricolour. Even in Northern Ireland, you know, some people regard themselves as British, some Irish, some both. I think not many people these days would take exception to displaying the Irish tricolour in Northern Ireland. So a 12-year-old who goes to school in Rugby, I think her name hasn't been released, but we know her father's name, Stuart Field, her photo's all over the internet. So she went to school wearing a dress in the looking like the Union flag, and she wanted to give a speech about Britishness. And people of other national origins, some of them British citizens, probably some of them not, they were going to give speeches about whichever other countries. I'm guessing, you know, Poland, Romania, Jamaica, Nigeria, Pakistan, Bangladesh, or various other places, I would guess. And no one would take umbrage at that. I wouldn't put my nose out of joint. That's absolutely fine. But that should also include the United Kingdom. Why not? Or its constituent parts, countries, whatever you want to say, Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, however you define your identity. So she's not allowed to celebrate her own culture. It's nauseating, a sign of her times. You know, the sort of prevent strategy. Although it's so-called extreme for a British person to display his or her own flag. Staggering. And this is from the leftards who want to set the Union flag afire. Well, I've been warning about this for 25 years. Now, I don't own the Union flag or anything with it on it. I had a t-shirt, British flag t-shirt, years ago. I have owned a Union flag a long time ago. Not ruling out owning one again. I'm not much of a flag waver. I have things with the Irish tricolour. I've owned green, white and orange flag and so on. And I don't mind displaying that in various other countries. I don't object to any national flag. We should get beyond that. But there's the John Hume, you can't eat a flag point of view. Goodness. So the school has realised they got it wrong and that she's allowed to come back. I mean, so much for inclusivity, because it was Culture Day. And this is what the school's flyer about it says. It read, "A special day is dedicated to recognising and celebrating the rich cultural diversity within our school community. Wear your traditional cultural dress to school instead of your usual school uniform. Your attire must reflect your nationality or family heritage." That is a family heritage. That is a nationality. What's wrong with that? Why is it the only one that's singled out? I mean, it is revolting that she should be penalised, sent away, publicly shamed for celebrating her own culture. Imagine if it was done to people resident in the United Kingdom, whether British citizens or not, of an ethnic minority. If they were ethnically Indian or ethnically Trinidadian or Ghanaian or anything like that, that would be disgraceful. I'd be up in arms about it too. And to think that they were singled out, she was specifically invited to do so. And so it was somehow hateful. So this really is sickening, but I'm sorry to say unsurprising. So the people who talk about diversity, about tolerance, about inclusion, you see how they hate diversity. They hate white British cultural identity, and of course that British cultural identity can be shared by those who are not white, who are not ethnically British. Ethnicity isn't everything. I mean, it isn't nothing. So I recognise that ethnic minority people can be British, absolutely. And a person can have more than one nationality, can have more than one ethnicity. Identity can be a complex and multi-layered thing. So I don't want the world to be monochromatic. I detest regimentation, and it's that mental straitjacket they're wanting to force onto people. So you see the miseducation that leftists are forcing on people. They're ramming down their throat their leftist shibboleths, their anti-British bigotry, their self-loathing. Anyway, they said that it's caused considerable upset to her, definitely. There has at least been an apology that's been forthcoming. And the poor girl, she wanted to deliver a speech, rather impressive for a child who's 12. "Today I want to talk about my culture, British culture, and why it's important to me. In Britain we have lots of traditions, including drinking tea, our love for talking about weather, and we have the royal family. We have an amazing history, like kings and queens and castles and writers like Shakespeare. It's also modern, diverse, and always changing, with music, fashion, food from all around the world blending into daily life. And let's not forget fish and chips. It's all the way we speak, our humour, our values of fairness and politeness, the mix of traditions and old traditions and new ideas. But sometimes at school we only hear about other cultures, which is great, because learning about different countries is interesting and important, but it can feel like being British doesn't count as culture, just because it's the majority. I think culture should be for everyone, not just for people from other countries or backgrounds. Being British is still a culture, and it matters to me too. It's part of who I am. So let's celebrate all cultures, whether they come from far away or right here at home. Thank you. Now, completely unobjectionable, with some honourable motives there. So what worthy sentiments they were. And that's about actual diversity. Why is the majority to be excluded, to be discriminated against? So it is revolting, but it's part of a wide and growing trend, with a trendy lefty saying everything British is automatically bad. There's toxic masculinity, British identity is evil, it's white supremacist, it's exclusionary, all this nonsense, shrieking about diversity while forcing it out. No diversity of opinion, no attitudinal diversity. The so-called DEI agenda, they call it diversity, equality and inclusion, is really about discrimination, exclusion and inequality and intolerance. So they wouldn't allow her to say her piece. Now, perhaps you don't agree with every word, but fine, audi alteram partem. You might not have concurred with every phoneme uttered by another child that day. I don't know what the other girls and boys did, but surely she ought to have been permitted to say her piece. I hope she gets an opportunity to deliver her speech at the time. So I don't think it was unpalatable she did that. And there's a cultural icon, Jerry Halliwell of the Spice Girls. She's half Spanish, by the way, way back in the 90s when the Spice Girls swept all before them. And she famously donned a sort of mini dress with the Union flag on it at some major music awards ceremony when she was performing there. So I'm not sure if what this child was sporting, her raiment, was an allusion to that, perhaps. So imagine she was felt insulted, felt such degradation. So I was saying how the left arts, they're against British identity and indeed English identity. Don't object to Scots or Welsh or Irish, Northern Irish or Ulster, probably they do. So it is a terrible injustice that people are being deracinated, that they're being deprived of their identity, of their right to celebrate it. And I wouldn't deny that to anybody, whatever his or her identity is.